Hello everybody. Okay, on Monday, the week of Sukkot. So, there's Hashem, for the next few days, we'll go over to a little bit halachadik. So we'll talk some halachas of Sukkot. So the halacha is that it's a mitzvah to build a sukkah right after Yom Kippur. Okay, we are after that, but it's a mitzvah al kol odam sheyasek ba'atzmei ba'asiyas ha-sukkah va'anochas ha-schach. It's a mitzvah that every person should be involved himself, building the sukkah and putting up the schach. And even if we're talking about odam nechbot, a mechubedik person, a choshev person, so he shouldn't feel like that it doesn't fit for me to be busy with building my own sukkah, that I can have that, I can have a non-Jew do that for me for a few dollars, why should I be busy with that and get myself dirty, my clothes, my hands, etc. That is the honor of a person, that he should be involved himself in a mitzvah. So we find that also on Erev Shabbos, that there's an inyan that everybody should be involved a little bit in doing something for Kovod Shabbos in the house. But here we find also that the person should be involved in building his own sukkah, and especially in putting out the schach, because the walls of the sukkah, that is one thing, but the main mitzvah of the sukkah, that is the schach. And it's brought an halacha that really would have been appropriate to make the brocha shachyonu on building the sukkah. But we rely on the shachyonu that we make by Kiddush the first night, that will also go not only on the yontah, but also on the sukkah that we built. And it is the inyan to be mehader and meyapet the sukkah. A person should do a hiddul mitzvah and ifuit the sukkah, and to make the sukkah nice, with kelim noim, with nice things on the wall, nice things in the sukkah, kefi koichoi, according to his abilities. Okay, now, with the panos ha-sukkah, with the walls of the sukkah, so it's interesting that in the word sukkah, you've got three letters, samach, chof, hey. So samach is something which is enclosed totally, and that shows that a sukkah that has got four walls, it's enclosed totally. So that is one way of doing the sukkah, and probably the most preferred way. Then you've got the chof. The chof is enclosed in three ways, three sides. It's got three walls. So that is the message that a sukkah that has got three walls is also a kosher sukkah. And then you've got the hay, which is only two walls, and a mashu, so we won't go into that, that mashu has to be in such a way that it should have a halacha of a kosher deif and a kosher wall, so we won't go into that. So there's a lot of chiluki dinim, and so the best way is the way most sukkahs are done, that it's done with good, strong walls, that the wind cannot move, and that the candles in the sukkah would not be extinguished. We are not going to talk now about the canvas sukkahs. There are a lot of people have canvas sukkahs, and there are different ways how to make it that halachadik should be okay, because the wind does move the walls over there. So we won't go into that right now. Okay, there is another hiddur in the mitzvah of sukkah, which is both in aloha, and that is to have some sort of shlak, some sort of covering for the sukkah when it rains, especially in a place where it could rain. And if somebody doesn't have a shlak, so the minute it starts to rain, he has to go into the house. And then, after it rains for a while, and it stops raining, theoretically, he would be able to go back into the sukkah, but he cannot do that because it's going to be from the schach, the rain is going to be dripping for the next while. So he still cannot go into the sukkah. And things will be wet, and the chairs, the table, whatever. So that's why it is a hiddur, somebody who can afford, somebody who can do it, to have So the biggest hiddur is brought in Halacha. Gagois, to have a roof, sheniptoch venisgorim al yidei tzirim, that you've got, you just do a little action down in the sukkah, and you just close and open the sukkah. So that would be the best way. But if somebody cannot do that, and he has got a different kind of shlak, something that's pretty workable, so that would be a hiddur. Because then, the minute the rain is over, he can unroll his, open up his shlak, and he can continue to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. It's also interesting, both in the poskim, and that is the plan that we'll discuss that next year, not this year, but that a lot of poskim hold that a lot of our shlaks, according to some Rishonim and Poiskim, do not passel the sukkah, and it's still a kosher sukkah to sit in that sukkah, even though it's covered with a shlak. So it could be that if somebody has got a good shlak and it's raining, so they can close the shlak and still sit in the sukkah, and they're kind of the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. Okay, if it doesn't rain, it's for sure better to have the shlak open and to be kind of the mitzvah of sukkah according to all Poiskim. Okay, so those were a few halachas of sukkah for today. Wishing everyone a good, blessed day. And Be'ez Hashem will be again in touch tomorrow. On Erev Yom Tov, on Wednesday, we are not going to have those 5 minutes. Okay, Kol Tov, and have a good day. Bye-bye.